Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Hello, Brent.
Lynn, when I think of a garden center, of course I think of plants and trees, but it's winter now and I'm not really planting anything. What other things do you guys have at the garden center?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question, and I want to remind everybody that for years, Payne's Nursery has been looking for all kinds of products that are earth-friendly. Now, in the summer months, of course, there are some obvious products like organic insect killer or plant killers or compost and mulches and things like that, but in the winter months, we do sell other products that are earth-friendly. One of the main things that we sell this time of the year are pellets that folks use in pellet stoves to heat their home with. Of course, these have become more and more popular in recent years for supplemental heat. The efficiency of your pellet stove depends on the quality of the pellet that you're burning. And our pellets are all premium grade. They're made in Albuquerque from recycled wood waste. This burns very clean, very hot. And not only are you reducing your carbon footprint by using pellets in your pellet stove, but you're also using a product that is locally made, so there's not all that extra diesel fuel burned from trucking it in from different parts of the country, which of course is what you're going to find in the big box stores. Another product I'd like to mention is ice melter. Now, traditional ice melter is made from salts that are not plant-friendly. But our ice melter is actually another salt, but the basic component of it is potash. And potash is one of the three main ingredients of fertilizer. So if you use our ice melter on your sidewalk, you're doing your plants a favor by increasing the fertility level for next year when it starts to grow. Now, we do recommend that you don't use ice melter on concrete that is less than a year old. Surprisingly enough, it takes concrete well over a year to totally cure. And if you use any ice melting product on concrete less than that, it has a tendency to chip or make the surface flake. So you need to be careful on that one. And one thing that you can do is when the ice begins to melt, simply shovel it off. You want the ice to be gone anyway, so that removes the ice melter and it protects your concrete.
And speaking of being green, this time of year you also recycle Christmas trees, right?
Absolutely. We've been working with the city of Santa Fe for many years, and we've got large dumpsters at both of our retail locations for folks to bring their Christmas trees and put them in the dumpsters. Now, remove the tree stands and the decorations and bring them to either one of our stores and let the city of Santa Fe grind it up into mulch to use in city parks.
Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary.
Well, thanks, Lynn, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. I look forward to it, Brent.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.